Hello, this is woodblock printmaker David Ball. Welcome back to my A Story a Week website. This is story number 266. I should be. Here's a story hot off the press about an experience that I had just last night. The craftsmen working in my field, traditional printmaking, have a kind of association, what is known in Japanese as a kumiai. This translates into English as union, but it certainly isn't much like a Western trade union. This field is so fragmented now, and work has become so rare, that there is certainly no need for any kind of labor negotiations, even if there were any employers left to negotiate with. But they hang together, this steadily decreasing number of elderly craftsmen, and in recent years, their kumiai has served both as a social network for them and as a means of banding together to try and initiate work instead of simply waiting for publishers to create projects. I've been a member for, I guess, nearly 25 years, although I put the word member in quotes. They happily agreed to let me in, but one of them made it clear to me at that time that there would be no work coming my way because of my membership. That was fine by me because I create my own projects and I am not actually available for hire, as they all are. From their point of view, given that they have all known each other since they were very young apprentices, I am certainly an outsider, although I have to state up front that I have never felt any hostility from most of them about that. They are happy that I am deeply interested in the same things that they are, and that's good enough to let me keep my seat at their table. They have a number of social activities that I don't take part in, but I do always make sure to attend the Shinnenkai, the opening of the New Year party that every organization in this country puts on sometime in January. That was last night. In recent years, they have been having this event at a particular Chinese restaurant near Ueno Park. It's a bit of a run-down place, but that suits them just fine, as nobody is worried about appearances. It's just an excuse to get together for a meal, some drinking, and a chat. One of the members is tabbed to be entertainment director, and this will give you an idea of what the average age of the membership is. The featured activity is usually a bingo game. A few special prizes had been prepared, and the director handed out cards to us all, and then called numbers while we nibbled away at our dishes. He made a bit of a mysterious announcement about the prizes, intimating that whoever won them could be in for something very special this year. In Japanese, the differences between would, could, will, might are sometimes a bit blurred compared to English. But after he made his announcement, everybody seemed to perk up quite a bit and watched their cards quite carefully in order not to miss anything. Well, I think perhaps you can see where this story is going. No, I didn't win first prize, but a minute later, when number calling resumed, my neighbor and I noticed that we both needed a single number for our own bingo, and it was the same number. We looked at each other with challenge in our eyes. Who would be able to call it first? And while we were doing so, that very number was called. Of course, we both hesitated and shouted out exactly together. So we received second prize and third prize. And as for which of us received which one, the group as a whole called their consensus. Priority to the younger member. And I, who for all these years has been among the youngest in the kumiai, lost that little battle. For my neighbor was the newest member of the entire group, a young trainee intent on becoming a woodcarver one day, only in his mid-20s. Of course, I deferred to him with a laugh, and he was given the second prize, while I received the third. As for the in-for-something-special aspect, as the director gave us our prizes, quite fat envelopes, he congratulated us on our upcoming great wealth. And the contents of the envelope? Well, it certainly felt like a thick wad of money, but when we winners opened the envelopes up for inspection, we had to laugh at what we found and received a very loud cheer from the group when we held them up for inspection. Lottery tickets. In my case, 80 of them. Well, about a month from now, perhaps I might be a millionaire, or could, or... will. Yes, I like that translation better.